Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
We have a trophy here that we're going to present. It's the World Championship Trophy, and it goes to the world champion, Portland Trailblazers.
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
You're going to go back to throw the ball. Sets up, let's throw it toward the corner of the end zone. It is intercepted! Intercepted! The next end of the ball! Down to the 35, the 40. Kenny Wheaton's going to score! Kenny Wheaton's going to score! 20!
And Brendan Sprague.
Smith hands to Simonton. Simonton around the corner. Is he going to score? The Beavers win! The crowd is on the field! Look out, everybody! The Beavers have won!
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Lillard, long range three. And it's good! At the buzzer! Damian Lillard! Are you kidding me?
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday morning. 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, 1080thefan.com. Had some app issues to open the show. It's all been fixed. Don't you worry. It's all been fixed. Get to Kevin Todd coming up at 8:30. He's going to gloat. He's going to dance. He's going to be like Deion Sanders going into the end zone after an interception. But it ain't over yet.
Brandon, I called you. You didn't answer my call. You're scared. You're afraid.
Last time I checked, there are no fat ladies in this studio, and none of them are singing.
He's look, he went 0-3 three times this year. It's very possible.
He did.
That he goes 0-3 this week, and I go 3-0, and boom, look at that. We're tied, and guess who has the tiebreaker?
We need
this guy.
We need to root like hell. Let's come together collectively as a people, as a group, and root like hell against his picks. I do want to talk some college football here coming up in about 10 minutes or so. I want to have some fun, though, to start the final hour. I got a trio of stories that need to be talked about.
Okay.
They're just too good. They're too good to pass up. First up, I'm going to ask you guys this question. We'll get to some fun with audio in a moment. I'm going to ask you guys a question. Listeners, you can play along with this as well. 503-250-1080. What do you think the average American worker makes per year?
The income?
The income. Per
gross,
year.
Gross income?
53.
Does not.
Gross. 53. Stop being a nerd. Just give a number.
Just do gross. Sure,
jeez.
Gross. Net?
You're gross.
Net, pre-tax. Just give me a number. What do you make? What's your salary?
Finance major over there.
46,000.
53.
You say 53?
Yeah.
Okay. The answer is $45,000 a year. Okay?
Shout out the housing market and the grocery prices, gas prices.
The average for the, I feel like Tommy Boy, car parts for the average American.
That's what I am, and that's what I care about.
This is the reason I bring this up. There is a gal by the name of Nina who is a professor somewhere, I believe at the Wharton Business School, the prestigious Wharton Business School.
At Harvard University.
Yes. It's at Penn.
That's a Penn?
Yeah.
What's the one at Harvard?
I don't know. I just know that this one's a Penn because it says
Wharton
it right
was
here.
It
says University of Pennsylvania's Wharton Business School. Maybe there's multiple Wharton Business Schools. No. I don't know how that works.
The Oracle's back.
Oracle's back, baby.
Hey, you were close on the salary, though. I like that. You were very close.
You were.
The reason I asked this, so she asked Wharton students. So you're talking about prestigious business students, okay?
Ivy Leaguers.
Ivy Leaguers.
Oh my God.
She asked them, what these students in college, what do you think the average American worker makes per year? 25% of the students answered that the average salary for Americans was over six figures.
Yeah.
There was one kid. There was one kid at the Wharton School of Business who said the average American salary was $800,000 a year.
Yeah.
$800,000 a year is the average American salary?
That's who's going to Ivy League schools, kids.
How out of touch could you possibly be?
Well, I mean, he's, again, Swag just pointed it out.
Trust fund babies.
Yeah. I mean, what else do these kids know but having a lot of money and assuming everybody else in their life or around their life has the exact same thing as them?
I love this. So she tweeted this out, and it ended up, it's over 20,000 retweets or somewhere in that range right now.
She said, oh, great, I went viral.
Yeah, she said, oh, God, I went viral. Now everybody's going to see this. I thought that was crazy. You guys were accurate. That's why I wanted to ask the question to see if we're all this out of touch on the average American salary. But if you would have asked me this before I saw this number, and she includes in the tweet that the number is $45,000 a year, I would have guessed somewhere around $50,000, right?
I mean, I could have swore it was 53. I thought I saw a thing, but I'm going to trust a professor at a
sure.
Wharton School
Why not?
Of Business over what I'm doing.
How about that? Out of touch.
I'll
kids
tell
say
you.
Over six figures. That'd be great if that was the average in American salary.
I didn't have this kind of thought as a college student. I did in my mind think just out of the necessity of having a college degree, because, you know, like when we were in school, I'm sure when Swag was in school, what did everybody push you to? You got to go to college.
Got to go to college.
You going to college. And so, like, there was this belief that you had to do college. And if you didn't, your life was going to be substantially worse than if you did.
Not really the case, is it?
It's not even close. It was such a lie. They lied to us. They lied to us for all our money. They lied to us to put us in debt. They lied to us to get awful salary jobs. I thought in college, everybody getting out of college, no matter what you were doing, because you had a degree, was automatically going to start at 60. I'll admit that. That was my out of touch thought
sure.
as a college kid. And we grew up like the lowest of low middle class, but I just kind of assumed you did. It's funny. I've been talking with like family members, older family members. They bring up the job situation. Well, you know, every time I go, there's all these job openings. Nobody wants to work. And I just laugh. I laugh at this opinion that everybody is just some lazy POS who doesn't want to work and they want everybody to hand things to them. No. How about we don't pay people $15 an hour full time and say, go have fun living. Can you even get an apartment, a one bedroom apartment on $15 an hour on a full time basis? I don't know if you can.
I don't think you can.
So like maybe that has more to do with it than everybody wanting just to collectively be lazy. It's such an old fuddy-duddy thing. Everybody's lazy, don't want to work. No, how about you pay people living GD wages? You're asking us to pay $500,000 for 1,500 square foot home, and you're paying me $18 an hour. That makes a lot of sense.
And Matt doesn't check out there, Bob. It does not. I thought that was funny. Somebody pointed out there's a lot of international students at the Wharton School of Business, so maybe that's the thing. International kids coming over not understanding fully the American economy. So that could be part of it as well. I just thought that was pretty wild. Let's get to this. This is Fun with Audio, part of this segment. In West Virginia, there is a reporter who just – this is a great name. Her name is Tori Yorgi. I believe that's what her Twitter account says. Tori Yorgi.
Okay.
That's a phenomenal name.
Tori Yorgi.
All right. And she works for WSAZ in West Virginia. And in Dunbar, West Virginia, they were having some weather problems. And what do you do when you're having weather issues, right? You send the crew out. You got to get the people out there on
that's
the scene.
Right.
You got to be on the street. You got to be reporting the news.
See the reporter that was in Tongan? She did a report after the volcano
after the
erupted.
Volcano, really?
They were like, what was it like? She was like, awful. It was just the worst. I thought I was going to die.
Terrifying. Well, anyway, she's out on the streets, you know, getting some weather reports in for Dunbar, West Virginia, and some crazy stuff happened on live television.
The 3's Tori Yorgi joins us now live in Dunbar. And Tori, they're not seeing any flakes, but wet roads. And now we're starting to experience, unfortunately, in freeze thaw, we see this, water main breaks.
Oh my gosh, I just got hit by a car, but I'm okay. Tim.
That's first for you on
okay.
TV, Tori.
Woo! We're all good. I'm okay. Yeah, you know, that's live TV for you. It's all good. I actually got hit by a car in college, too, just like that.
Wow.
I am so glad on my feet.
Yeah.
You're okay. You're okay. We're all good. This is, you know what? It's one
sure
woman
you're
band.
Okay, Tori?
We're good, Tim. Ma'am,
you're sure you're
you
okay?
are so sweet and you are okay. It is all good. You know, I. Oh, Lord.
So you
You know, it's my last week on the job, and I think this would happen.
So you were bumped in, to me, Tim. Were you bumped down low, Tori, or were you hit up high? I couldn't really tell from looking.
Oh, I don't even. Do you know if I was bumped down low or up high?
That's an important question to ask in that moment.
I don't even know, Tim. My whole life just flashed before my eyes. But this is live TV, and everything's okay. I thought I was in a safe spot, but clearly, we might need to move the camera over a bit. Yeah. So let me do that.
You're in.
Jeez. Unbelievable. She's live on television. So I will stick up for the studio anchor for a moment.
Okay.
I don't think that he can see. He's just listening to what she's saying. I don't think he has a monitor next to him.
I always thought they had screens next to the cameras.
I don't
where
think
they could
so.
See, like, hey, they're live out there, and then, you know,
because based
reading.
On
well,
the
was
way
pretty dark. She didn't have, yeah. She was by herself. She didn't have a producer with her.
Yeah.
It's probably a stand up situation.
Yeah,
cameras
so
right
she
there by itself.
She's got a little stand up camera on the tripod she set up, but there's no big booming light there either. It was pretty dark.
Yeah, because based on the way his face reacts, he doesn't really like you think if you saw somebody get hit by a car on live television, you would be like, oh, you kind of jump back. He kind of looked more surprised.
He was trying to figure out what happened.
What was that? Did you get? And then he's asking, did you get hit high or did you get hit low? So I don't think he could see what could happen. But that is bananas. And credit to Tori Yorgi, wherever she's going. She said it's her last week on the job. Wherever you're going, Tori. She finished the story. She got up and kept going.
There was another minute of audio there, but
she gave her report on how icy the road conditions were, man.
I hope she's going somewhere.
Is she in TV? She's probably going to go get a job that pays.
Yeah, she's going to go
is
get
she
a better,
media?
Yes. She's getting a bigger gig out of this, but that was pretty badass.
By the way,
man.
This happened to her in college?
Yeah, who just gets hit by cars while you're standing? I mean, that's...
That happened twice? You did a news report twice and you got hit by a car twice?
Yeah.
That's
the
nuts.
The car wasn't exactly inching around the corner either.
Well, it sounds like
no.
The lady, you can hear the lady like, oh my God, you okay? But it's like...
Yeah, she was clearly...
You can see the light on this gal and TV lights are bright. How do you not avoid that?
I love how they're out there doing a weather report in a car accident.
Have you ever been hit by a car?
I have not. I don't think so.
I've been bumped.
I'm trying to think over my years. I don't think I have.
Been bumped in the back.
How did it feel?
Not great.
Not good.
I mean, it didn't like really hurt. It wasn't like they were going at a high speed or anything, but it was like more of a backing up and
a little boop.
Yeah, it's kind of like right there. I ran into a forklift once. That didn't feel good.
You can go check this forklift. You can go
I
check
was four.
This video
you know
up.
What I mean? I was playing tag. Boom, hit the forklift. Had to be rushed to the hospital. Almost died.
That's not good. That's never an ideal thing to have happen. Go watch the video, though. It's pretty bananas. And it's all over Twitter today. You can go check Tori Yorgi. She got hit by a car live on the news. And finish your report. So pretty badass morning on her part. We didn't get to our UK story, so we'll carve out some time coming up probably at the end of the show for that. Kevin Todd coming up at the bottom of the hour. But I want to talk about the transfer portal because there's a couple of big names that entered it here in the last 24 hours. And one reason it first looked a little confusing and then it made sense a couple hours later. We'll get to that stuff coming up. Some college football next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be tough enough to finish a TV report if I got hit by a car.
You just give a cut the feed.
If you got clipped, you wouldn't stand up if you were okay and say, oh, I'm okay. I just got hit by a car, but I'm still live out here and the weather is not great, Bob.
I think we all know that women are tougher than men.
It's not even close.
I'm willing to bet that she's like 35 times tougher than I am, and I'd probably be wincing on the ground. Ah!
If it's her second time experiencing that trauma, I'd say, yeah, she's tougher than me.
She's used to it at this point.
Is there anything that could happen to you during a live radio program that you think you could soldier through?
Yeah, it happens basically every day.
Ouch. Working with me?
No, the need to go to the bathroom.
Oh,
literally every day. By the time you get to this point in the show, you're thinking, all right, 40 more minutes.
Yeah, there's an element of the coffee kicking in. And
40 more minutes. Your breakfast is stewing around down there. You've had like 32 ounces of coffee at this point.
I'm trying to think of the worst thing that's ever happened to me at anything media related.
This is 100%. That's 100% what it is for me. Just bad timing, needing to go to the bathroom. Because you don't have a long time, and I'm not a quick goer. And so it's those two things do not align. They're very tough.
I got hit one time by Obum Gwachum. Do you remember that name?
I do remember.
Does that name ring a bell?
Obum Gwachum.
One of the most physically impressive athletes I still have ever seen in person.
That dude was massive.
6'4", 220. He looked exactly like T.O. physically. Like, not an ounce of fat, just physically built. And then he lifted weights, which only made it, like, more enhanced. He caught a pass at an Oregon State practice once, and I was on the sidelines shooting some, like, practice B-roll for a Comcast Sportsnet thing. And I was standing there, and I was, you know, trying to follow through the camera. And I can't remember if it was Vaz or Manny or something, threw a pass, and he caught it. And he wasn't stopping and just took out a leg of my tripod on the camera. And I was lucky enough to, like, backpedal just enough where I could, like, hold him and still backpedal, and he let up. It almost felt like a horse hit me. Like, that was the experience and what it felt like. It's like, oh, it felt like a skipping horse just running right at you.
Didn't he end up being a defensive lineman?
And he became a DN, yeah, and he actually hung around in the NFL for a few seasons. You kind of wonder what he would have been had he just converted to that
His whole career.
Because they wanted him to be a wide receiver, but he had a hard time catching the ball consistently.
Right.
He was impressive.
Let's get to a couple of transfer notes. This one surprised people initially yesterday, and then you found out the reasoning for it shortly after that. JT Daniels, he is now entering this category of guy that's just going to bounce around likely his entire career. So, of course, was the USC starter. He got hurt, and then Keaton Slovis took his job. So because of that, he transfers to Georgia, thinking he's going to be the guy at Georgia. I believe he ended up playing 7 games as a Georgia Bulldog. And then yesterday announced, JT Daniels did, that I am gone. I'm entering the transfer portal again. And everybody's like, huh? That's a little strange. Why is JT Daniels leaving? And then you found out it's because maybe an hour later, Stetson Bennett, the starting quarterback for Georgia, announced that he is coming back for another year. I don't know if that surprises anybody because I don't really know what his pro prospects are. But I did see our friend Bill Connolly point out, like, hey, happy for Stetson Bennett, but you just won a national championship game and were hammered on Good Morning America. You can't talk like that's a right off into the sunset moment, man. You're never it only goes down from there.
Not true.
You think they can win another national title next year?
Yeah, why can't they?
Okay.
They're bringing a ton of these dudes back.
They've had a ton of guys go to the NFL into the transfer portal.
But they've been putting guys in the NFL before this season. They're recruiting at the clip of Alabama. They're establishing 5-star horses behind the 5-star horses. You could win another championship, come back to Good Morning America even drunker. That's how you one up it. And if you're Stetson Bennett, you don't have much of NFL prospects. No. This is your dream scenario. You are a walk-on. You're like the 5th-string quarterback at the start of the season with all the guys they had. It broke your way, and you won a national championship. Ride that out. I'm surprised at your opinion. You, of all people, seem like the guy that even thinks about how you can stay after next year. Like, can you get an exemption?
You give me one more year if I'm Stetson Bennett.
Dirt, if you had the ability to go D1 and you were sniffing around with some, you know, lower level colleges as a Cleveland quarterback, but if you had the ability to go D1, you are definitely a personality type that would have tried to hang around for 7 years.
Yeah, probably.
For a 4-year degree.
Probably. Well, that would mainly be because I'm a terrible student and it would have taken me 7 years to graduate, so I might as well play football for 7 years if I can.
You would have been doing a lot of partying.
That's part of the equation.
In a lot of different areas of your life.
That's part of the equation. So JT Daniels back in the portal. We'll see where the former USC quarterback ends up going.
Oregon
I don't really know
State.
What the... Where you think he's going to Oregon State? You think he's coming
Go
home?
Get him.
Go pick him up.
Dude, JT Daniels can play football.
The other one that is notable, he can play football. He does do that.
Yeah, confirmed.
They also had Jermaine Burton. Georgia did enter the portal, and he was actually one of their highest rated wide receivers. He was like one of the top 50 players in the country, and he had a really good year last year. And I don't know why he's... It's kind of one of those random ones, like, okay, that's interesting and unique.
NIL money? Somebody
be,
promised
yeah.
him?
Maybe somebody else is going to pay him more than what Georgia was offering.
Should
so.
It be illegal for guys like Charlie Batch, who is at Eastern Michigan, to openly on social media advocate for Caleb Williams or guys like him to come to their school for $1 million? Should that be illegal?
No. What the hell?
So, like, you ask, like, why this Burton kid's leaving Georgia? He was a good player. I mean, if another program's on the horn saying, hey, we got a $180,000 deal if you want to come to our program, be our number one, I don't really blame them.
Yeah, they had there's a thought, by the way, on Georgia that they could have as many as 15 players selected in the NFL draft this year. 15. Now, that's spread out through all rounds, so it's not like all of them are going in the first two rounds, but that is insane. That's just a guesstimate of what they could have. Their record, by the way, they set the record last year with 9 players taken in the 2021 NFL draft. So they almost double that, potentially. One other note, I thought this was interesting because it's a guy that I've kind of lost sight of. We're all imagining that Caleb Williams, right, is going to go to USC and follow Lincoln Riley there, and he's taken some visits. He visited UCLA and some LA schools, you know, the LA schools. They said there's a timeline, right? But Jackson Dart is in the portal. And a lot of folks had wondered, A, could there be a trade with Oklahoma? If you're Jackson Dart, people had speculated maybe he goes to Oklahoma to be a starting quarterback, but they already picked a guy up in the portal. Ole Miss was another one because Matt Corral's going to the next level, so maybe you go play with Lane Kiffin. You know where he was yesterday taking his visit? BYU.
Oh, that's a sneaky good spot.
Jackson Dart hanging out in Provo. Sneaky he was the spot. Number three. I mean, according to a lot of folks, he's the number three transfer quarterback out there on the list. Caleb Williams, I don't know who number two would be, but he is top three, one of the biggest names out there. BYU would be a big pickup for them.
I mean, why would you not consider BYU, right? They just put Zach Wilson in the NFL. Yep. Like, they have an offense that can make you look good, and you think you can step in and fill those kind of shoes. I think BYU is a great spot. And also... You know, as Sukanik's talked about, it's one of the more beautiful college football settings.
Yeah, in Provo.
A home game at Provo.
Yeah, right they got a cool stadium. For sure they do. Number 69 overall ranked player in the class of 2021. That feels right for Jackson Dart, does it not?
His name's Jackson Dart. He's the 69th ranked player. That's perfect.
Nice.
When is Caleb Williams set to make a decision?
His dad said something. They have a timeline in place, but I don't...
Can he just pick USC and get it over with already? Like I feel like that's like...
I know. What are we waiting
are
for?
Are we going to be wrong on this? Is he going to randomly transfer to some? I don't even know who's looking for quarterbacks anymore. But it feels like that's inevitable. And yet, here we are playing this waiting game on Caleb Williams.
Let's see here. His dad, I guess. Oh, no. This is from Pete Thamel. Carl said they're going to do it now in 2 weeks, I guess, is what they've said. So the next 2 weeks.
So it's the highest. Are they doing doing a bidding process, right? Like, who's going to give me the big NIL stuff?
You would imagine. He has visited USC and UCLA. I think are the only two places that at least have been made public. I don't know why you would go to UCLA over USC at this point, but hey, maybe he shocks the world.
Did you see Clemson brought in a former quarterback of theirs?
Clemson did?
A 5-star quarterback who played for Clemson, and I'm blanking now.
He's at Northwestern.
Northwestern. He just transferred back to Clemson. It's got a lot of people kind of talking, like, if DJ plays the same level he did this year for the first couple of games, will Dabo make the switch? Will he put DJ in that Kelly Bryant-type role and bring in the 5-star kid who he once recruited?
It was one of the biggest shocks of the year this year. Clemson with him, the way he played as a freshman, you thought they were just going to be a rocket ship taking off, and he was terrible this season.
How do you miss on ranking kids as 5-stars?
I don't know.
A 5-star is the highest of ends. Like,
when he looked the part as a freshman, remember his numbers he put up when Lawrence was out? He missed a couple games. He tore up teams when he played them.
He was so bad this year.
And he was awful this year. I know. It's just weird. Inaccurate signs. So there you go. There's a couple of notes on the transfer portal. JT Daniels back in the portal from Georgia. That is because Stetson Bennett is sticking around for another year. So there you go, Oregon fans. You're playing Stetson Bennett in week one of the season next year. And Jackson Dart was at BYU yesterday. He's also been rumored with Oklahoma and Ole Miss. Let's get to Kevin Todd, get the gloating out of the way, and we'll get his picks in for what he's taking this weekend. That is next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, let's get it over with. Spring them on. Kevin Todd Sports on Twitter. Go give him a follow. Go ahead.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Go ahead, Gloat. Let's hear
here
it.
He is.
I've been trolling you guys yeah. all weekend. Yeah. Listen, you need a good lawyer, Dirk, to sue Brandon or what?
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
Yeah,
oh,
found a lawsuit.
It's over. Throw the towel in the golf club.
It's three games.
Fire. It's ridiculous. With friends like you, who needs enemies?
Do you know where you were at this exact point last year when we did this contest? Do you know where you were?
Yeah, I was one game out of first.
No, you were five. You were five.
It doesn't matter.
Was I telling you to pack it in?
It doesn't matter last year. It's this year, baby.
You're right. I already got my golf clubs. You're right. It is.
Whoa, it's all- whoa.
Oh, my God, sir. He doesn't care anything about
you. He doesn't care at all, does he? Why the hell did I gamble on that? I gambled on the wrong damn horse.
He's the worst friend. I would sue him, get him fired, do whatever you can. Sexual harassment, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, he does look at me weird all the time.
It's certainly not going to be sexual harassment of all complaints. Let me ask
Andy,
you this.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. All right, I got a question for you.
What do I have, a two-game lead or three-game lead?
You have a three-game lead.
Do you want to pick all four games, or do you want to stick to the game plan three games?
No. Hold on. This he is opening up the avenue here to either bury me allowing me to come back.
I think this question has to do with how much faith
but
do I
have. But it's up to Andy because they're his golf clubs that are on fire right now.
You're right.
All right, now hold on. Are we just picking the four games, or can you make
the
four picks?
Four games, side in total, only football. I won't throw in my basketball winner because that's what's been crushing you.
Well, here's the tough part, though, is how many games are you guys going to pick that are the same?
Because that was my thing, KT, is we might like some of the same games, so let me just throw this at you to consider. Would you allow any other game-involved bets to take place now going forward? Like, if you love the Packers,
only
for example.
Only sides and totals, no props.
Okay. Because I love the Packers. I have a feeling you're picking the Packers this
week. Oh, I already
weekend.
Do. I love them.
Yeah. He's all over it. He's all over
You
it.
Like the Bills or the Chiefs? Yeah.
Listen to me. I love every favorite this weekend. There, it's out of the bag.
Okay, yeah, right.
let the cat right. out.
And there's only
Let's
one.
Get it out of the bag. Yeah. Every favorite this weekend, and I'm going to give you reasons why. So what do you want to do, Andy? You make the call.
Let's do four, because I got this. I need a Hail Mary here, okay? I got 3 weeks
Mary.
Left.
And you
I'm
need
down.
To get, what's his name? Hopkins, but he's on the DL.
I know. I'm down three games. I need a Hail Mary, so I am going to go all in.
I am taking every favorite this weekend. I don't care what happened last weekend. Mm-hmm. It's very listen, lesson learned. It's very tough to win on the road. Even though San Francisco won on the road, they did give Dallas the chance to come back because of the stupid mistakes by Jimmy G. That being said, I absolutely love Green Bay this weekend, mm-hmm. okay? Lay the 6 points, folks. I don't care. The score, I think, was 30-28 this year when they played. Jimmy G's not 100%. They got three defensive guys for San Francisco that aren't 100%. Right now, they're doubtful. And listen, who would you rather have your money on, bottom line? Rodgers or Jimmy G? You know what the G stands for? Girl. Forget about it. Give me Aaron Rodgers all day. Lay the 6 points here with Green Bay. I see a double-digit win.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There's pick number one. I'm assuming you're just going to keep going on this trend, all favorites?
Right down the line, baby.
So you're taking Kansas City, too?
Love Kansas City okay. in this matchup.
All right.
They're playing at home.
There's your chance.
Home
That's my
field
chance.
Advantage in the playoffs is very crucial. Trust me. I'm telling you. Not many road teams have went on the road, especially winning – like it has to be like three or four games for in order for Buffalo to win it to make it to the Super Bowl. The fact that the travel, the weather, forget about the weather because Buffalo plays in the same weather as Kansas City. Mm-hmm. I'm going to take my chances here with the revenge factor for Kansas City. Getting beat, I believe they played in Kansas City this year and lost, I think it was 32-20 or something like that. It was really a really bad loss for Kansas City. But remember, Kansas City started out slow. I think they were 3-5. Now they got a chance to go back to the Super Bowl, which I do think they are. I like Kansas City in this spot with revenge. I think the line is 2, correct?
It is a 2, yep. So we got those lines at the same.
Green Bay's got revenge, too. Don't forget, they got
housed 2 years ago in the NFC
by San Francisco in that NFC championship game.
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll just let you keep going, KT. What do you think about the other two games?
For the other two games, I am taking Tampa Bay for the cardinal rule is number one. You don't bet against Tom Brady in the playoffs. I know that the Rams shellacked them this year in the Rams. But listen, Tom Brady at home. And listen, folks, trust me when I tell you this. There is no way that the Rams are going to get 140 yards rushing against this defense. Not happening. That means Stafford's going to have to throw the ball. That's good for at least 2 to 3 picks, 1 pick 6. Tom Brady's the GOAT. We all know that. You don't bet against him. Even if you lose, it's still a good loss. Give me Tom Brady here. Lay the 2.5 at home.
Okay, and then the last one. You think Tennessee can do it, huh? Just because Derrick Henry's
Everybody
back?
Everybody is talking about Cincinnati this, Cincinnati that. No one's given Tennessee a chance. But let me ask you guys this. Why did the odds makers make this line 3.5, laying a little bit more than a field goal, begging you to take Cincinnati with the hook? Listen, Cincinnati's last 6 games that they've been in the playoffs on the road, they're 0-6 against the spread. Now, they are getting Derrick Henry back, but let's face it, we don't know how great he's going to be. He's been out for a while on an injury. But the backup running back is just as good. So listen to this. With Derrick Henry in the lineup, they're 6-2. Without Derrick Henry in the lineup, they're 6-3. The home field advantage here is going to be huge. Remember, Joe Burrow's never been on the road for a playoff game. Mm-hmm. He doesn't know what he's up against. Tennessee's defense is a little skeptical because they did give up 28 points to Houston in the last game of the season when they were up 21-0. But, guys, this is a playoff game. I don't think they're going to be lackadaisical here. I'm going to lay the 3.5 with Tennessee.
Okay, he's taking all the favorites. So he's on Green Bay -6, Tennessee -3.5, or -3, excuse me. The Bucs -3, and the Chiefs -2. Here's where the records are at. KT, you're at 33-24, 3-0 weekend last weekend, hitting on Wisconsin, Buffalo, and San Francisco.
I thought it was 31-24 going into the week.
No, you were 30-24 going into last weekend.
Well, going into the weekend because that Wisconsin Ohio State game happened on Thursday, so he had already had a win.
By the time we used,
gave me that win already. I gave you the win on the account.
Yeah, on Twitter, I gave you that win. Yeah,
well, we tweeted it out.
So
yep.
9 games above .500.
Yes,
that's pretty good.
You're 33-24. Sprague is at 30-26-1. So you technically 2.5 games. Give
that's
or take,
not bad, you know, KT. That's a good record, though, right?
You're hanging on. You're hanging on.
Is 9 games better than 7 games? I don't know. I mean, what school? I don't know what school you went to.
Are you winning money? Am I winning money? Come
on. You went to MIT.
We're
huh?
all
That's
winning
impressive.
Money, correct.
All right, well, we got the picks down. We're doing 4. I like this. It's giving me a chance. I'm not loving the attitude of my co-host. He doesn't seem to be taking this very seriously. Doesn't seem to be feeling the pain that I'm feeling about losing my golf clubs.
And I know. I'm going
to
win this weekend.
It's causing me a lot of angst.
Well, Andy, you have a chance to catch up a lot of ground on me.
I got a shot.
We're doing four games. So if I was to go like 1-3 and you were to go 3-1, but I know you like Green Bay, so I don't know what to tell you.
Don't worry. I'm going to fade some of your picks just to fade you because I think you're going to have a bad weekend.
Yeah, you have to.
You have to.
Yeah, you got to do it. All right. Well, so
we have how many more weeks after this?
Two more.
So if I sweep this week and you lose, it's over.
It could be over.
No, no, not technically. We got prop bets for the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. We got this bet. Yeah. What do we just make up? What do we just flip a coin?
This is what we do.
You
we make
sound
up
like
the rules
somebody that's nervous that you might pay for golf clubs twice.
If it comes down to the last week, Andy, this is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to let Brandon pick the games, and I'm just going to go against him.
Ooh.
Okay.
So he has to win in order for you to get your club.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's fair.
All right.
That's fair.
Good enough?
That's good enough. Yeah. Well, we let you glow.
I'm doing everything to give you golf clubs. I can't even give them to you.
I know. You're trying. You're trying, KT. I appreciate
it. You know what they say? Nothing good is ever free, and nothing free is ever good.
You ever read the book, The Tortoise and the Hare?
I'm giving to you.
You ever read The Tortoise and the Hare, KT?
And just throw my money out the window and maybe you'll be behind me to get it?
Oh, dear Lord. All right, KT. We got to go. We'll talk to you next Thursday, okay?
Excellent. By the way, was I the biggest troll this weekend?
You were good. It was pretty good on Twitter.
I hate you.
Goodbye, guys.
There you go. Kevin Todd. My golf clubs are slipping away. I mean, you were 2-1 last weekend. That's not bad. You and I both went 2-1 last weekend, but
he wasn't 3-0.
He was 3-0 in that damn college that random college basketball game.
I mean, who knows anything about Ohio State?
Nobody watched. Nobody cares about. He gambled on Wisconsin, Ohio State. Give me a break. But yeah, he's got the lead right now. And I think the only avenue is to fade him. Thankfully, I do like the Rams this weekend. And I'm leaning towards taking Cincinnati, too. So at least I can have two games that I root against his picks. But I also like Kansas City and Green Bay.
I'm begrudgingly taking Cincinnati. I'm begrudgingly taking the Rams.
You kind of have to. Hey, cover your butt a little bit. You can buy a half point or something. You know, just do anything you can. Let's start tweaking the rules a little bit here. Let's get loosey-goosey.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to take an all-in approach.
That Chiefs line, by the way, opened at 2.5. It's dropped to 1.5. So I'm kind of liking my Buffalo pick because he's taking the Chiefs. I differ with him on that.
Moving around.
Up the Rams a half point. I'll probably stick with the Packers.
You could throw some over-unders in there, too. That's part of the bet.
Yeah, maybe I do four over-unders and he goes 1-3.
You never know, man. Yeah. You never know. All right. Let's close it up with the UK living out the dream and a poll question next on The Fam.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you.
This is Dirt and Sprague, gone 1080, The Fan.
Happy birthday! I thought I was going to make it through a whole show.
You didn't think we remember, did you?
I thought I was going to make it through a whole show.
Oh, yeah. What are we doing?
I was so close. I'm not going to lie. That's a great addition to the show.
Dude.
That's a really good addition
to
the show.
Happy mother bleeping birthday.
That I was so close to making it without the awkward Marilyn Monroe happy birthday song.
It's a timeless classic on this show. It makes you feel awkward.
It does. Very uncomfortable. Very awkward.
It's your Larry Bird year.
Larry Bird year. I prefer Scottie Pippen year.
Whoa.
Blazers. Is that controversial?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not saying that Scottie Pippen's a better basketball player than Larry Bird. I'm not arguing that.
You just ruined the whole segment by telling me Scottie Pippen's better than Larry Bird.
I did not argue that. I
did
not
argue that. You know, we could have had Larry Bird. We drafted Michael Thompson instead.
I do know that we could have had Larry Bird. Yeah, we could have, you know.
So 33.
Could have had a Kim Lange.
First, I'll ask the dumb question everybody asks everybody on their birthday. Do you feel older?
Yeah, I mean, I do feel old. Yeah, I do. I do. I had a really hard workout yesterday. My trainer found out it was my birthday, and so he kicked my ass. And I'm very, very sore today. Very, very sore. Walking around very gingerly, moving very slowly.
Any plans?
No, I'm literally going to do more work after this. I got to go record a podcast, and then I might go pick up the niece and nephew from school a little bit later today.
That's cute.
That's about all I got, buddy. I don't really celebrate birthdays much anymore. Like, the older you get, doesn't the birthday become more irrelevant?
No.
Until you reach a milestone.
Until you get to 40, I feel like mid-30s are just all jumbled together. Like, I feel like there's, like, you get to 21, there's always those milestones early. You kind of get into this phase in your mid-20s. Like, there's no difference between 24 and 27.
None at all.
None at all. But then you creep closer to 30, and you're like, all right, I feel like I'm back in that phase now. Like, there's no difference between 32 and 33.
No.
Once you get to 35, maybe, because then it's like, all right, now I'm in the back end. Now I'm on the back nine of my 30s. That might be more relevant. And then obviously 38, 39, 40, because then you're creeping up on the old 40. And that is a big deal to turn 40. I feel like 33 is a pretty irrelevant birthday.
Well, I mean, no birthday. you hung on for another year. There's no birthday that's truly relevant.
The weather's supposed to get better this afternoon. I thought you might have a tea time.
I would have, too. I would have guessed that, too.
No, not today. I am going to try and get out and play a bunch next week because I've been looking at the weather, and it looks like it's sunshine for days.
You're not going to have a nice dinner with the wife?
I mean, we're going to grab some takeout. I think we're going to go meet my parents and grab some takeout or something. So it's that's all I got, man. I don't need any big birthday festivities.
Oh, I know what gift you're getting later.
You already got
the only gift man wants.
It's the only thing that's on the list.
Sweet love making. That's all we're after here, folks. It's the only gift we want to open. You're 7 from 40.
I'm 7 years from 40. 7 years. 33. 33 does feel old, but I feel weird saying that because anybody older than 33 looks at me like an idiot.
Well, some people text it and they're like, 33.
Yeah, right? 33. At least I'm to the point now where I'm okay saying my age over the air, because there were times early on in the show's history where we were kind of embarrassed to tell people how young we were.
Well, the dumb thing with that was more of the mindset of, like, if we told you we were 28,
nobody's going to want to listen to the show. Kind
and there's
of thing.
Like some respect. Yeah. You're only 28. Can't listen to your sports opinion.
Right.
What?
Huh? So I feel better about that at 33. Somebody said they just turned 60. That's relevant. 60.
Hey, happy birthday.
That's a big deal.
6-0, the big 6-0.
It's a big deal, man.
Well, I'm happy that it's your birthday. I did hold on to that all day. I was almost led the show with it. I'm like, oh, I want to hold it for the awkward Marilyn Monroe Wayne's World happy birthday.
Well, I appreciate that, buddy.
I didn't get you a gift.
That's okay. You don't need to give me anything.
Full
the fact
honesty,
that you even remembered my birthday is one step ahead of me.
Well, your birthday's after my mom's birthday. That's how I always remember it.
An easy one. I know you're early December, but I forget the day every year.
Same day as Jay-Z.
That's not going to help me.
December 4th.
Okay, I got to Google Jay-Z's birthday every year.
Swigard's birthday is rapidly approaching.
Yeah, you're a spring birthday, right?
End of summer.
I'm terrible with birthdays. I don't know. That's why I don't get offended if nobody tells me happy birthdays, because I can't remember anybody's birthday. I have no clue.
Yeah. I feel you there.
I know. I remember my wife, my mom, my dad, and my brother. That's it. All right. That's all we got for today. I didn't get to my UK story. We'll get to that coming up tomorrow. Tomorrow, big divisional round preview. Thanks so much for being a part.
Ken Barkley at 8.
Ken Barkley at 8. There you go. We'll get some gambling angles with him. We'll make our picks as well. Thanks for being a part of our Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. College next. Listening to 1080 The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.